The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Like the Chilean miners emerging
and bust that out every week.
Like Chilean miners.
Is that a reboot? Is that what this is? Are we refreshing the franchise?
This is just celebrating the hardworking miners of Chile.
A what?
This isn't like about anything. I'm just glad that they're there.
My spring break's coming up too. You want to maybe go to Chile? Maybe we could go chill on the beaches of Chile.
It's like Chilean miners emerging from a mine. We've returned for another week. A lot of people liked that when I did it right after those famous guys came out. Yeah. So I thought, what if I brought it back? I mean, Chilean miners are still coming out of mines. Like, let's
sure,
not,
yeah.
Like, on
they
the
haven't,
leg.
They haven't stopped, I hope.
Right? They're going in there getting butane and gold. I don't know.
They're getting butane? They go down there with just plastic shopping bags and they just scoop up the butte.
So we're back. For a second run on the Max Fun Network, thank you so much for rejoining us. This is my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I am Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
You're going to pry that Chilean miner bit from my cold, dead hands. Again, we've reemerged. Second week on Max Fun Network. The response from you guys was so, so nice. Really meant a lot. If you haven't been to the forums yet, over at Max Fun, there's a lot of good discussion, both NBNBAM and NBNBAM non-related. So move over there, and there's a thread, a new Max Fun podcast, my brother and me. You can introduce yourself, say hi. But everybody's getting acquainted there. Let's get acquainted here with some wisdom. Let's go with our first question. What do you guys say? Just get into it,
yes.
Right? Get deep. My friends keep on telling me that if I don't go to my senior prom, I'll regret it. Personally, I don't care for dancing and wasting money. Is this one of those things I'll regret not doing when I'm old? Anti-Footloose, Gmail.
I actually made up that name because they didn't attach one, and I really wanted to talk about Footloose.
Oh, good.
Good, Travis.
This show's become a construction. It's just...
Isn't that perjury? Isn't that what that is? Isn't that illegal?
I don't believe so.
Purge him to the sky. I think it's definitely about the ritual. Like, it's not inherently fun, but you'll be kind of a lonely heart, I think, if you don't go, right?
You
have to go.
Yeah, the thing is, like, this is that future, present tense time travel thing. Look to the future, 20 years from now, you don't want to be the person that, you know, says, oh, no, I didn't go to my senior prom. Because everyone you tell that to will go, oh, why not? Like, you have to go. It's part of your growing up. It's part of life.
Plus, there's got to be a girl you can ask. There's always a girl. I know you don't like wasting money and dancing, but it's not like you'll be surprised how little of the dancing you'll actually do. And it's not a waste. No. It's like, you know, it's like a traditional, I don't know.
Well, most importantly, you only get one shot at it. It's not like, well, I don't want to go now. I'll try again in 5 years. Like, this is your only chance to go to your senior
prom. It's a good point.
So, like...
Yeah. That's actually a common misconception, Travis. You can keep going to high school dances after you've left that particular educational institution.
Which reminds me, we do need to wrap this show early. I need to get over to Skeffington's to pick up my tails.
Nice. Yeah, it's going to be rough, Anti-Footloose. It's going to be bad. You're not going to have a... I can't think... I don't know. I never looked forward to my formal dances whenever I was in high school. I actually almost skipped one because I was going to go stag. But instead, like, I would just stayed home and I played EverQuest.
Yeah.
For most of the night. I mean, it was right after the Dungeons of Narrath expansion came out, so, like, you know,
yeah,
a lot of
sure. Yeah, I had to go to Kunark.
But I did end up going, you gotta pay the money. It's just, you gotta pay your dues, and maybe, you know, you'll rub your wiener on a butt to hip-hop music. Like, yeah, there's an exchange there.
It is a trade-off. But, you'll regret it if you don't go. Years from now. Maybe not immediately. And it won't be, like, it won't be fun, but at least it'll have been there. And you can lie about it later and say... It's also a really good excuse to ask somebody out if you've been trying to work up the nerve. Because everybody needs a date. Yeah. Nobody wants to go solo. So take advantage of that and prey on their desperation. What should I do about a girl in my class who's a terrible buzzkill? She always inserts herself into everyone's conversations and ruins the fun by talking about her divorced parents, human trafficking, or 9/11. Was that good, Trav? You like a little chuckle?
I think that person would be awesome.
A little chuckle from 9/11. Good.
I'm trying to imagine that conversation. It's like, do you guys want to go to Chipotle for lunch? Or do you maybe want to hit up Panera? Hey, by the way, that reminds me, 9/11.
Yeah. I remember the last time I went to Chipotle. It's when my divorced parents sold me into slavery. If I remember correctly, it was September 11th. Have a good burrito. Enjoy your meal. Sorry, I didn't mean to bummer all over your chips.
What is it? Did you get the spicy aioli? That's nice. You know who loves that? Osama bin Laden. He gets it in his beard.
Are you going to get vegetables? I'll tell you about a vegetable I know. I remember Terry Schiavo.
Whoa!
Boo! Terry Schiavo. No, it's not time for the Schiavo to come back on a hilarious punchline.
May have jumped the gun a little bit there.
A little bit, but somebody's got to push into the light, right? Somebody's got to determine how long you know, the deadline is on stuff like that. I would say
push that one simmer for like another 6 months.
I would say you got to try to trump them. No matter how dark they go, you've got to go darker. Like, divorced parents, go Batman. Just talk about dead parents. They won't see that coming. Push them into a darker place until you're bumming them out, and maybe they'll get the message. Mm-hmm.
I have a way better idea.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wait, better than bring up Terry Schiavo?
No, it has nothing to do with that. Why don't you learn to play and then constantly carry around a cornet? Or a small trumpet, and just carry it around. And anytime she opens her mouth to say literally anything, just start playing like a happy little like St. Louis jazz number, just like a little bit of Zatarain's. Like, just get in there, like right in her face, and just like like nobody can speak. First of all, when they hear that,
it could be sad. That's an interesting point you just made about super AIDS sweeping across Africa. I'd like to counter with some Zydeco. Everybody buckle in. So either super dark or super light. Griffin, do you have a Yahoo for us a Yahoo Answers request?
Sure. I have a few. How about this one? It was sent in by Jonathan Bartram. Thank you, Jonathan Bartram. It's by Yahoo Answers user Dr. Know-It-All, who asks.
It's an ironic, it's an unfortunate name for a Yahoo Answers user.
I've been sold a false bill of goods here. Dr. Know-It-All asks, if you lived on a beach and overnight all the sand miraculously turned to cocaine, what would you do?
Dr. Blow-It-All, that's who he, not, that's it's right. He mistyped. Well, Snow Angel, right? Blow Angel first.
Look, you make an angel in that sweet, sweet coca, but that seems pretty obvious. Coca Castles?
Well, I think the first thing I would do is contact the Pope and say, there's been a miracle.
Yeah.
Coke miracle. First, alert the authorities. You can't take any chances with this.
That just seems dangerous, right? Like... It just seems like dangerous. Like kids could wander in there.
Just get, yeah. Because
if I know one thing about the beach, sand gets everywhere.
Hey, what about the what about some answers? What if I special help that?
What do people say?
Steven Adler says, "Clean the beach."
What?
Seems like it'd be pretty tough.
Yeah, it's all
cocaine. Just get in there with a fucking Swiffer wet jet and get all the coca up. Alessa says, "Die of cocaine overdose." That's a pretty good plan, I guess. two people rated that answer as good. Cool.
Pretty good answer. It is the apocalypse. You might as well wrap it up. I mean,
Holy Phoenix said, "Get rawed the fuck out."
Wait,
how do you
wait?
Get,
what?
Excuse
what?
Me.
Get rawed.
Get he's, how, he's, spell he, that for me.
R A W E D. He went ahead and he took the word raw,
just extended,
and he done verbed it.
He verbed it out.
So get rawed the fuck out.
How rawed are you right now? I'm pretty rawed. I have been sniffing this beach for a half hour. You know what irritates me is when you see the dealers out there dumping huge bags of flour. It's like gift horse in the mouth, you know? Like, they're still going to cut it? Come on, man. Is that baking soda? What are you doing? Just back it up and sell it. It would decrease the market value, though. That would be bad for dealers, I think, if there was a Coke beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are a few people who are suggesting a little bit of profiteering. I don't know. That doesn't.
How are you going to sell that? Hey, yeah. I have some beach here. Will you pay me for it? I think I'll just go to the beach. Thanks.
There might be some shark's teeth in there, so a little bonus for the kids.
They're all rotting down in nubs.
Dr. House says, "Roll up a $50 note and have a snorkel."
That's actually just get a little. Good.
Oh, you still take bumps of coca? Not me. I take snorkels.
I just did three snorks. I'm tripping on my mind. You tripping? You trip on coke, right?
The greatest mind of our generation says, "Well, there's enough to experiment, so instead of snorting it, we add some Kool-Aid and then make an enema." What?
What? Why? How does that thought process work?
What I love that seems to imply that he's often thought, man, I would love to have a coke enema, but I just don't have enough.
Yeah, I don't have enough to experiment with.
I think you got to go out there for a coke ball fight. Just mixing them up and toss them at each other.
Build a coke
That
man.
Seems like it. That would be fun for about 35 seconds. And then, you should. I mean, I have never done the coca, so I don't know like how quickly it sets off, how quickly it activates within you. But I imagine that it's pretty quickly, especially when you're, you know, having a good time bouncing around throwing coke balls at each other.
You should come over to my house. It's the home of the world's coolest beach whale. Come check him out. He's a fun guy. He sits out there asking how into Mark McGrath you are. And
His blowhole's just so crusty and like terrible to look at.
It's closed up.
Mark McGrath?
Mark really? McGrath, huge coke head. Mark McGrath, I bet.
Is
I don't know. I don't know either.
Like it's the sugar, Ray gentleman, right?
With Sugar Ray, yeah, he said Sugar Ray. What's good? I don't know good coke music. What's coke music?
I can't imagine that Jack Sugar Johnson Ray is too low on that list.
It seems like a cokey band, doesn't it? Like Sugar Ray seems cokey.
Well, I mean, everybody's seen that video, right? Where Mark McGrath is like walking into some bar and some like 12-year-old kid yells "Sugar Gay" at him, and he like flips the fuck out and like gets in the kid's face and like just takes a bite out of him.
What?
That's the weirdest music video I've ever heard.
He takes
heard
a
of.
Video bite out of the kid.
He doesn't. He doesn't literally take a bite out of him. I was speaking figuratively. Like he got up in his grill.
You know, I don't appreciate that.
Sugar Gay. That's pretty good, though. Should we talk about? Because this is going to interrupt the flow, and I apologize for that, but I have my reasons. Last night, something big happened to the world. A baby was born, but right. Not a literal one.
Well, a literal one probably was born somewhere. We have to, just statistically.
But we had nothing to do with that baby.
No.
Or did we?
Or did we? Get the blood test
I'm
done,
speaking,
Jay.
I'm speaking, of course, about Rocky Horror's My Brother and Me mixtape, available now for kids of all ages. We'll have a link like in the post for people to download it for free. It is the freshest thing ever recorded by mankind.
We should put it on the Maximum Fun blog too, right?
That's what I was talking about. Do you think I still use our old website?
No. Ugh, how gauche.
1.0.
It really is super fresh. Rocky Horror did a great job with it. And I think, like, if there's ever, like, a lull in this episode, maybe I can, like, just splice in, like, a few seconds of a track.
There's samples online and people can get it. It's for free, right? You just get it.
It is for free.
It's no problem. Yeah.
Not surprisingly, my favorite track on there is a track called Travis Was Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a
good one. Ruin the surprise.
God, that track is fresh. I won't say anything, but
the album has
made me the happiest I've ever been.
The album has an arc to it. It has a narrative.
It is a narrative.
Yeah.
There's a nice, they call them chill downs at the end. Mm-hmm. There's a chill down, right? That's what they're called. Mm-hmm.
There's a chill down. Mm-hmm. There's a chill back. There's a beat flip, which is, I like that one.
He does like two beat flips, and I was pretty impressed.
He drops that bass so heavy low, and like, that's probably my favorite part of the album.
we should just make this show about dance hall techno dance. Is that the genre? It's techno dance, right?
That's perfect. We can do like an instructional thing. So we can like talk about your best techno techniques. Like that when you drop that bass so heavy low.
Right. That's important.
There's a dance move associated with that. So we can say like when it's time to drop that bass, you got to like twist your heels outwards and drop your knees down a little bit.
Yeah.
And like shake two fingers to the floor like you're telling it no. And then like we'll tell people to do that, and then we'll put on a clip of the mixtape like right now. Everybody! And people can like get their learn on.
Yeah, I think that this could be really super instructional.
So are you saying that our podcast could become a vehicle for us to mention new music that we discover in the world?
Oh, no. I know where this like, is going.
Say that one of the three of us discovered a mystery CD titled Fart Touch, and we played that song, and it was magical.
Now, why not? Travis, walk me through this. Travis sends us this email. It says, I found a CD called Fart Touch. It's like...
No. This is a much more mysterious event.
Okay.
I'm going through my CDs and Teresa's CDs, and we discover this CD simply titled Fart Touch.
Okay.
Neither one of us has any idea where this CD came from.
Neither one of you will admit to having any idea where the CD came from. Gotcha.
Yes.
At any point did you put this CD in your computer?
It took me 4 days of just walking by as we're cleaning up the house saying things like, and where should we carefully store Fart Touch? And eventually, I was like, fuck it, I have to find out what's on this CD, and discovered a song, strangely called Fart Touch.
Huh, imagine that.
It's perhaps, it's perhaps the greatest song I've ever heard in my life.
And here's the clip. You got that fart touch, who got that fart touch? She got that
fart touch, who got that fart touch? I have literally listened to that song 9 times in the last 2 hours.
Let me ask you, though, Travis, did you put the CD in your computer to listen to it? I imagine that you did,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay. This is why you get viruses and shit. Like, if I saw a piece of digital media that had the words Fart Touch scrawled upon it, like, I wouldn't want to know what's on there.
Are you kidding
me? I certainly
me?
Wouldn't subject my computer's hard drive to it.
This is you learn so much about your brothers doing a weekly advice show with them. Because if I saw something called Fart Touch, the signal would not be able to get from my eyes to my brain to compute that it said Fart Touch before my finger would be on the open button on the computer. Like, I would already be loading it just as my brain was like, Fart Touch? It would be playing. Like, I couldn't get that in fast enough. Are you kidding me? Fart Touch? I'm there. Like, yeah, of course, naturally.
I think that says a lot about us, though, because, like, you two seem to take more risks than I do. Like, you see a Fart Touch CD and you just jump right for it. You know that a ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are for. They're for sailing to the open seas and finding fart touches.
I'm on the SS Fart Touch, and I'm out there for adventure.
U2's biggest risk was recording Fart Touch, I think.
We've not given advice for a little while.
I think we gave some pretty, like, advice by association. Don't listen to Fart Touch. Mm-hmm. I think it's a pretty good nugget of wisdom. I've been with my girlfriend for 3.5 years now, but for the past year, she's lived in a different city, so we had to go do the long-distance thing. I'm planning on proposing soon, and after that, she's going to be moving back to my city. The problem is, I've gotten incredibly used to this long-distance relationship. I got a daily routine of work, taekwondo, dinner, and then playing games all night. When we were still in the same city, we didn't live together, so I still have my personal space, but that's obviously going to change. Do you guys, except Griffin, sorry, buddy, find it hard to juggle your personal time and your significant other? For love or StarCraft, the muffin.
See, I just double down on my taekwondo time.
Just more taekwondo.
Yeah. I take my love cavity, and I just fill it with taekwondo.
I'm going to hit you with something, the muffin, that's going to kind of blow your mind a little bit. I was in the same boat you were, like, for a long time, because I've always been super into to me time, to Justin time. The time that you spend by yourself is important, and I think you should still try to get that time. But keep in mind that the time you spend by yourself playing video games, for example, taekwondo is not a great example because it's like it's helping you be fitter. But you know, playing games all night, that is without context. You know, like, it's time that it doesn't really edify you. You're the only one that it affects. And time that you spend with your significant other has, like, context. It has
value? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like, a more, you know, not it's not valueless, but it's about finding, like, a balance. You know, you got to find a balance between the two. And you can always play video games. You know, you can always do that stuff. But it's about finding a balance between the two.
And it will change. Everything will change when you move in with someone and you live with someone, especially when you marry someone. But change for the better. And if you find it changing, you know, not for the better, it's as simple as having a discussion and saying, hey, you know, I really love spending time with you, but I do need some me time here and there. And
no girl will ever
find time, because she probably enjoys.
Sorry, that won't work.
Well, she probably enjoys her me time too.
It's worth a shot, but like, I don't think that any. I mean, maybe she does. Maybe she will enjoy the me time. If she is a very not me time person, though, if you're like, I need some space, then it's not gonna go well, I don't think.
Okay. Well, how about this idea? Me time together.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like this.
Like, you play video games while she reads a book, but you're together, you're in the same room, you're hanging out, but you don't have to be, like, constantly staring into each other's eyes for hours.
Deborah, I like you a lot. I want to be together alone. Can we do that? Yeah. I want to be with you, but not with you.
You sit over there. You sit over there. You do your crossword puzzle, and you drink your tea. I'm going to be over here practicing my Kwan.
I'm just getting my Kwan on.
I'm getting my Kwan on.
Do me a favor. Taekwondo, don't talk to me for the next hour or so. Can we work that out? We can. Just anything. Do anything else. You could try to get her hooked on something super addictive. Take her out to Coke Beach. You won't see her for days. but yeah, I mean, it's just a balance, and it is going to change. Mm-hmm. But remember that, yeah, that's quality time. You'll find interests that you share. But it is, you're right. It's a huge adjustment. If it's too hard, get single again, my man. Chuck it back to the sea. You know, forget about it.
Luda! Get out the way, bitch!
Griffin, you know what I need.
This one was sent in by Curly Head Poet. Thank you, Curly Head Poet. It's by Yahoo Answers user Amy, who asks, oh, man, does anyone know of any other grandpa names?
Oh, no!
It can't listen to the parameters, please.
Okay, all right.
It cannot be Poppy, Grandpa, or Pop-Pop. Gramps sounds like cramps. Don't go there.
Don't.
Additional details. And please, no names in other languages. This is America. We speak English.
Did she say that?
Awesome. Awesome.
That's awesome.
Totally. No.
Definitely. Awesome. Amy, cool. Any P vowel P
vowel
sound.
Yeah.
You're fine. Like PP. Well, maybe not that.
No, not that.
Nope.
Papo.
Papo, that's good.
Popey.
Peepums.
As long as there's two P's.
Go see your peepums.
This is my peepums.
Daryl, go see your peepums.
My peepums always has the hardest, crumbliest chewing gum.
Daryl, don't you eat Peepum's Nasty Gum. You know what happened last time.
Peepum's Nasty Gum sounds like a product that we should copyright immediately.
Oh, God. I just purchased a pack of Peepum's Old Timey Nasty Gum.
You're still in the Juicy Fruit? Oh, that's bitch gum. I'm in a Peepum's Nasty Gum.
Fuck your fruit stripes.
The thing about Peepum's Nasty Gum is that you have to put the emphasis on a different syllable every time you say it.
Peepum's not even good. Oh, Peepum's don't you give him that nasty gum. It's just the love to care for it.
All right, listen, Peepum's Nasty Gum is obviously the greatest thing any of us have ever said, but let's give this person some much-needed help.
I've already decided that Grand Peepum's is the best name ever.
Ooh, I like that, because you can expand on that. You can have a great Grand Peepum's.
Without great gum, though, it should be noted that gum's not going to get you better. What about Propoo? Propy. Propy. That sounds like an alien grandfather, Propy.
Proteus.
I'm Proteus, the Peepums. I'm your Peepums Proteus. Please eat my nasty space gum. Are there any non-double P names that still work? Like, for some reason, and this is so cultural, I guess, but for some reason when you pull away from P's, it doesn't feel like a grandpa name. Like, you have to have the P in there.
Well, there's probably
right?
some sort of root language explanation there, like progenitor or paternal. That's maybe paternal has something to do with it.
I guess granddad doesn't, but who says granddad? That sounds like something you only refer to them as after they're dead.
Yeah.
This is my granddad.
Granddad? That's depressing.
Yeah.
What about master father?
Whoa! This is Master Dad.
I was thinking,
Master Dad.
What if the problem isn't the dad or the pop, but the grand? What if we could switch the grand?
No, but think about the one removed, and you can say, this is my great grandmaster dad.
What about progenitor prime? How do you feel about that?
How about just Philip? Like, no one calls him an adult. Name,
which is even better if you're like six. And he's like, would you like a Werther's? And you're like, yes, Robert. I would enjoy where it is.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Gum? No, I don't think so. No. I would prefer not to have
it. The Werther's will keep, sir.
Unlike your nasty gum that I believe you retrieved from a package of baseball cards circa 1987, Peepums.
What if we did it? What if we did it like Japanese math and we just called them like Daddy Dad? Or dad, just like expand it to whatever power. I feel like that would be a much shit. I just revolutionized the whole fucking system. Like, what if we got rid of all these arbitrary titles and we just like expanded it based on how they actually relate to your nuclear family? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Dad? Yes.
Like your cousin will be your dad's sister son.
So you want to de-simplify the language, and instead of one word like cousin,
no, because like who the fuck can keep cousins straight? Like, especially once you get to like second or third cousins, like who knows? Like who knows? It's very nebulous. I'm saying we simplify the entire thing, and we just go dad, sister, brother, or I guess that would be your dad again. Do you understand what I'm saying, though?
Uh huh.
I do. It's just like so terrible of an idea. I don't want to encourage you more. But like it's the one thing I was thinking is I talk about my extended family in public too much. I wish there was some way to complicate it, to keep me from bringing them up all the time. Ah, I know. Dad, sister, brother. Would you call them that to their face?
No, I would call them by...
This is my mom brother. His name is Tom. This is my mom brother, Tom. Peepum's Nasty Gum. Just want to get that there one more time.
It's too bad the mixtape just came out, because I feel like we could get an entire selection out of Peepum's Nasty Gum.
My wife started knitting 4 years ago. I'm sorry, I misread it. My wife started knitting 4 years ago, and that was all fine and swell until she started wearing her creations. How can I tell her that I don't like it when she wears these creations without hurting her feelings? That's from Hip Hobo.
There's nothing hip about being inconsiderate.
Oh, wow. Burn. I don't like it when you wear that sweater. That, you know what? It doesn't matter if she made it or not. That's not your call to make. You should never say that. Don't ever say that.
Unless
she's
really bad at knitting. You can see through it and you see all her bits.
Unless we have underestimated her terribleness at knitting.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I like that
if she's
sweater,
a terrible knitter and you can, like, see... Ooh.
It's like, I like your sexy shirt, but I can't have you wearing that in public.
Is that sexy?
Sexy if you can see, like through the yarn, see some nippo, yeah. I guess. I don't know, maybe. I've never...
You can see your hungry, hungry nippos?
That only happens in sitcoms. I don't think it happens in real life.
You don't do it.
Ask to borrow her stuff and then lose it.
No, because she worked hard on that. Don't be a guy. No, that's... No.
No. No, don't take Travis's path of least thought. You should like just keep it to yourself, dude. It doesn't matter. Trust me. There's no situation in which your distaste for her clothing is going to be like harder to handle than just her scorn. Just her deep,
I have it,
resentment. Oh, okay. Scorn.
I got it.
Oh, good.
No, I figured it out.
Really
great.
Good this time, right? It's not gonna be. Is it burn it? Because that's not gonna fly with me. Okay.
No, this is a good one. Encourage her to sell her creations.
Whoa.
Then she can't wear them because she's got to sell
them. From downtown.
Travis.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing money? You're going to stay in that or we won't be able to make a living off of it. Take that off right now and never wear it again. Sell it. eBay it.
Do you think Etsy actually got started when some husband was like, dude, that scarf, are you serious? Let's go ahead and give that one to internet and...
Yeah, now you get money. Man, Travis, I'm sorry for doubting you. That's a slam dunk. You should tell her to sell it, but sell that one. Like, you have to say, like, this one is very special. I think you should sell it.
You've already worn it. You've filled it with your memories. Now let's go ahead and give it to the world.
Let's sell your memories on Etsy.
Ask her to knit me something. I've only had knit things for me one time. I only have one knit thing. Somebody knit me... A Peepum's Nasty Gum toboggan.
I would just want a Peepum's Nasty Gum koozie.
Yeah, to keep your Peepum's Nasty Gum warm.
I want a Nasty Gum holster. A knitted Nasty Gum holster. I can just... That's Slick Rick. He's the slickest Nasty Gum dealer in the West. You look at him wrong, he'll throw two pieces of Nasty Gum.
I feel like I'm worried because we obviously had a lot of Nasty Gum in our youth because we had grandparents that handed out Nasty Gum, but I'm worried that not everybody got to experience the Nasty Gum phenomenon.
I'm pretty sure this is a universal thing.
Is it? It's like for those who didn't receive Nasty Gum from their parents or their grandparents, it's like the gum that comes in like Topps baseball cards. Packages. It's just crumbly ass, terrible, nasty gum.
Yeah, you take a bite out of it and it shatters.
Yeah.
And disintegrates
into
a billion pieces.
Nasty gum communicates the whole experience. Like it's nasty gum.
In fact, I feel like we're actually siphoning a little bit of magic away from the word.
Yeah, you'll edit this out later, right?
Nah.
Yeah. Okay. Is calling someone a nerd considered an insult? I've called my BF a nerd on several occasions, and he thinks I'm downing on him. But come on, his favorite things are video games, Star Wars, and bacon. Please, help a girl out.
I don't have a problem when people call me a nerd or when people call other people a nerd, but when people call themselves a nerd...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, I get the strongest douche chills.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I feel the same way when people call themselves a jock.
Yeah.
It's like...
Anybody who just...
God, it bugs me.
So forwardly just, like, picks a label and is like, I am slut. What's up?
Yeah. Or when it's, you know, the one that bothers me?
What?
Regional. I'm an Arkansas girl. What do you want? Oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That is so New York.
That's... I feel like we've gotten off topic.
Okay.
So
you know what else?
Is nerd
when
insult?
You take your coffee out of the grinder and it's all stuck in there. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Now we're showing him. You know, if he considers it an insult, I guess that's the... I mean, like, if you know that and you keep saying it, then yeah, I think you're participating in this. I don't think you can claim ignorance too wrong.
I can't formulate a sentence in which calling someone a nerd is a compliment. Like... You're such a great nerd.
Yeah, even when you say it with like the best intentions, you're still being a little condescending, I think.
Yeah, you're putting someone, you're labeling someone, and that's never.
You're saying you're basically saying the things you care about are not significant or important to the larger tapestry that is our world.
My advice to your boyfriend: next time Elisa says you're a nerd, look her dead in the eye and say, I prefer to think of myself as otaku, and then wait for it to leave you. You'll never have that problem again.
Oh,
solved.
I'm literally solved. Shivering right now.
I know. I am otaku. I prefer.
That would be awesome. I wish we... God, hey,
that'd be rad.
I don't know who your boyfriend is, but I wish we could give him advice instead of you, because we would tell him to just, like, double his nerdiness quotient.
Double down. Make your kids smoke and double down.
Just
on
double
it.
Down and like start listening to nothing.
Eating double
nothing
down.
But J-pop. Like just listen to the weirdest Japanese pop you can find. Do a little cosplay. Get really into steampunk.
Did I miss something? Since when is bacon nerdy?
I think bacon's nerdy.
I think we've been. I think
bacon is nerdy.
Yeah, bacon. Bacon went around the bend. Yeah. Sorry, I mean, you can still be on bacon. Like, you can still like bacon. What do we have time for? Got another Yahoo on the docket?
Yeah, sure. This one was sent in by Cal. Thank you, Cal. It's by Yahoo Answers user, the Christ Puncher.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
The Christ Puncher asks, what is a good, quick way to make money from my dog? My dog is expensive. Uh-huh. Usually we just feed her table scraps, bits of hamburger, onion rings, fries, extra ketchup packets, etc.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
But things are getting tight financially around my house, and we need every family member to pull their own weight when it comes to expenses, even food. My dog is purebred and not fixed. I was wondering how much I could make from a litter of puppies and how long they take to gestate. If this isn't a good idea, some suggestions on other ways for my dog to start earning money would be appreciated.
I think you should just make him find his own ketchup packets, right?
How fucking tight is it getting when you can't give your dog table scraps anymore?
You just don't have them. You give your toddler a bone to gnaw on. Hey, get the
I am eating every onion ring.
I'm eating all of these.
I mean, the quickest... easiest option, I guess, would be to turn him into a celebra dog, right? Like, get him in some features.
Yeah.
I hear that George Lopez has started casting for Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2. Justin, give me a subtitle for that movie right
Were you
now.
Not aware that that movie already exists?
Does it really?
Yeah, I shit you not.
I don't think it's true. To the Google. Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Oh, my fuck. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah,
fuck! It's out. It's out on Blu-ray.
So you could get your dog in Beverly Hills Chihuahua 3.
Can we stop the show?
Trace Perros.
Oh, Ernie Hudson was in that film. Good.
Oh, good. Like Ernie Hudson didn't have enough to deal with on a day to day basis.
Ernie Hudson in Beverly Hills. Ernie Hudson and Olivia Newton-John.
That's a tour de force.
Fuck.
Were you out in theaters, Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2? Did G-Lo make time for that one?
Oh, man.
Tell me.
French Stewart was in the mix.
Oh, French Stewart makes me so sad. Not funny.
Open
anymore.
Your eyes, French Stewart. See where your life is headed.
Stop squinting, stupid. You're running into oblivion. Open your eyes, your agent is a fax machine. Get out there. Stop squinting, you bastard. Ah, oh, stupid Fritz Stewart. I miss that guy, though. He probably is a listener.
Dear my brother, like, my brother and me.
I tried to cry when you said those mean things, but I can't because I'm always squinting. Love Fritz Stewart. I want to go make Inspector Gadget for Fritz Stewart.
Bitch.
I ever see him, I'm going to punch the squint right out of his stupid face.
Oh, God.
This coffee is strong. It is. I'm wired now. I'll punch Fritz Stewart in the face. Tell me if George Lopez was in Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2 or not.
Oh, fuck yeah. Of course he was. What?
Did this come in theaters?
In fact, I don't think that... I'm almost certain it didn't. I don't think that George Lopez, like, arranged it in any way. I think he probably just did one of the voices, but I like to imagine him as the puppet master.
No. I like to imagine that they just record him saying things in his day-to-day life and work it into a film.
You think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And Fred Stewart's like, no, I can work with this. This is good. Yeah, I'll pass the salt, George. Like, it's God, man, I do hate Fred Stewart. He depresses me, though, because he was so good. And if you looked at Fred Stewart and Joseph Gordon-Levitt on Third Rock and said, which one of these two is going places, I wouldn't have guessed Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Mm-mm. But there he is. Making it big. Making it huge. He incepted the hell out of that movie.
Oh, God. I seriously, like, my fucking
Chihuahua
drive to do the show to do the show anymore is totally gone. Like, when you guys were talking for the past couple of minutes, I was just reading this IMDb page.
For Fred Stewart? Or for Chihuahua Dose?
For Bev 2.
Bev 2. Is there any ratings? Are there any user reviews? Can we advise people on whether or not they should see Chihuahua 2?
It's actually not out yet.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's got a release date of February 6th.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
Oh, God.
It says France on the page.
No, French. That's a common
French.
French Stewart. It's a common misconception.
None of this is usable.
No, this is usable material. What? For the show?
Yes.
Or for life.
French Stewart,
I think we can all learn something from French
Stewart. That's probably what director Alex Zamm said when he went over the final cut of Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2.
French, the Zamster, listen, we gotta get these contracts inked. I want you as Squinty the Squinting Eye. I want you as Squinty the Seeing Eye Dog. They'll be rolling in the aisles. Did you say rolling? They'll be rolling in the aisles, French. It'll be a laughter unlike you've heard in years.
Or seen.
Not since IG2, not since the Spectre Gadget 2, will you have heard that?
Now, I'm not the only one with French Stewart's IMDb page open right now, I think.
Are you kidding? I know that from heart. I know French Stewart's history. Third Rock, IG2, Chihuahua, Dose. I know his whole thing.
Unemployment, 6 months.
Unemployment. Considering suicide, last 3 years.
Wow, it actually says all of this on his IMDb page, too, which is weird.
It's on the... Well, he updates it himself. What the fuck else is he gonna do? He has this keyboard with the giant keys on it, because he can't see that well, obviously. He's squinting all the time. Where's the G?
I've turned a corner. I feel bad now.
I feel bad for French Stewart now. I'm gonna... Next week, all pro French Stewart material. It's guaranteed.
We haven't not answered a question as hard as we didn't answer that question, I think, in the history of the show.
It's the hardest non-answer that we've ever given. Let's do one more real one before we get out of here.
Okay.
I finally convinced a friend to join the NBNBAM Nation, so this question is for her benefit. She recently moved from NYC to Ohio and is now being inundated with Wang pics from guys that get her number now. And from several internet friends. She's shy and swears she is not soliciting them in any way. What can she do? T-Rex. Wait.
What?
I don't understand this question.
Excuse me?
She moved from New York to Ohio, and somewhere in that...
She passed some cell phone tower.
There is some tower that relayed her phone number... To Wang mailers to
this,
everywhere.
Yeah, to this shadowy organization.
And what I love is this is not one or two Wang pics. She's being inundated just with
flooded,
Wang pics.
Just flooded with
constant
an embarrassment of dick shots.
I'm rolling in it. If she could jump like Scrooge McDuck into her big mountain of Wang pictures. I don't know. I'm not familiar with enough cell phone technology to understand how this could happen to somebody. I guess she could always get her, she could disable picture messages. is that a possibility?
No, we need to go deeper in this because I understand, like, sending the wrong signals to one, maybe two guys. What is she doing?
What if someone, an ex-boyfriend that she left high and dry in New York, wrote on a wall, like...
Oh, that has to be it. It has to
need
be
your,
iHeartWangPics.com.
Yeah, I need your dick pics. Send them to me.
Yeah. And when you need something, it's a responsibility. I think... Yeah. there's a lot of things you can do with this, but my solution is you take those dick pics and you forward them to other people who are sending you dick pics. Like... Someone sends you a picture of a dick, and you send them back a picture of somebody else's dick.
No. You send them 50 pictures of a dick.
Oh,
you're gonna make your kids smoke and give them 50 pictures of dicks. Hey, do you like dick pics so much? Let me give you some in return. Or every time someone sends you a dick picture, just text back, "I sent that to your mom." they won't know what hit them. Or maybe she doesn't. Maybe. Since your friend's a girl, she probably loves it. Because what girl wouldn't love that, right?
Pictures of wieners?
She's just pictures of wieners every day. That's what girls crave, right? Like
the, no, it's the crazy crunch that girls crave. I totally, totally agree with you there.
She can't. It's like a water faucet she can't shut off, but why would she want to?
Yeah.
Because the water is dick pics.
Because it's wet.
You just want to wash your hands with dick pics.
I feel like... We've given you several action items ranging from possible to whimsical.
I don't know. I feel like creating a vault of dick pictures and swimming around it. I feel like we hit a high point there.
Oh, tell her to release a book.
things my Wang says.
Mm-hmm.
Blog. Too bit of Tumblr.
Chicken
blog.
Soup for the Wang pixel.
Pray Wang.
Pray Wang. This is my novelty book. It's a gift book. Eat Pray Wang. $18 at Borders. They're only 60 pages.
The girl with the dragon wang?
Why don't you make a Tumblr blog, and then just, as soon as they send you the dick pic, you send them back the URL of the blog where you just put the dick pic up.
Yep.
He'll never see that coming. I want to hear Griffin's last question, but first couple real quick housekeeping things. MBMBAM.com is your source, is your one-stop shop, your dick pic faucet. As it were, of MBMBAM information. You can go there to send us questions. Our email address is there. We've got an automatic form where you can send in stuff. The Magic 8-Ball may be carrying over with us to the new Max Fun site. It may not be, so you might want to get your clicks in today. You will, at some point in the near future, notice that it has switched over to Max Fun. But, you know, everything you love will still be there. And we're going to try to do more posts there on the Mac, on the MBMBAM blog. More stuff from us, just, you know, randomness.
You'll definitely be able to find the download link for the My Brother and Me mixtape up on there. We'll try and get that out right around the showtime release.
Showtime release, yes. Also, go to the forums, MaximumFun.org. Click on forums and go there and talk about this episode, say how much you loved it, and tell...
While you're there, check out all their other wonderful podcasts.
Oh my God, stop. Get down on them.
Whoa, that was a very emphatic endorsement.
Just stop our podcast right now.
Yeah. Just stop podcasting us and stop podcasting yourself, I guess. See, I turned that around.
I heard it. It's good.
It was good, right? Not too much. But yeah, thank you guys so much. The response from you new Max Fun folks has been absolutely delightful and positive, and we really appreciate it. If you get a chance this week, if you heard something funny on the show, you want to tweet about it with the MBMBAM hashtag. We love that. I have a search that is open an embarrassing amount of time that I am constantly monitoring, and I always appreciate those, and it's a good way to get people interested.
I would like to throw out French Stewart, if you are listening.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So sorry. Big fans. Just big fans.
Huge fans. Who was out there this week? Wynne myself. W-Y-N-N-E myself. Out there. He just listened to his first episode. He started at E1. Meg Balls out
shouldn't
there.
Shouldn't have done that.
Good word. Now, I shouldn't start at one. But.
Start at the top and work back and stop at like maybe six.
But yeah, this is a lot of fun, guys. And thank you to you two, as always, for doing the show with me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Hey, it's the least Griffin, I could do. Give me one to grow on.
Sure. Our last Yahoo question of the day is not actually a Yahoo question, but a news item from the Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2 IMDb page. It reads, "You wanted it, Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2 sneak peek. Hitting DVD and Blu-ray on February 1st, 2011 comes Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2, the sequel to your favorite film of 2008. Was it? You asked for more and you got it, and I have a 4-minute and 49-second sneak peek for you directly below, but be careful. February is 2 months out. Maybe only watch this one in 1-minute intervals so you don't burst from anticipation." Who's in this one? Well, they were able to get George Lopez back to voice the lead Chihuahua, Poppy. The same can't be said for Drew Barrymore as the voice of Chloe, but they got the next best thing, Odette Yustman of You Again fame. Also starring...
What our, next best thing?
Also starring are Zachary Gordon, Christine Lakin, and IMDb even has Ernie Hudson of Ghostbusters fame as part of the cast. Perhaps he saw it as an opportunity to do a little press and try and stir up more buzz for that much ballyhooed Ghostbusters 3 feature.
No one was talking about Ghostbusters 3, but now that Ernie Hudson was in Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2 on DVD, I really feel like we got some fucking heat. Like, we're finally heating up. Hi, this is Bill Murray. Oh. Did I hear right? Ernie Hudson is in Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2?
Sign me up.
It's got heat now. I want that Hudson heat.
I'll do an actual Yahoo answer. This one was sent in by Cal. Thank you, Cal. It's by Yahoo Answers user Ronnie the MLK of GWS.
Whoa.
He asks, "Why is it illegal to steal someone's horse or a parakeet, but it's perfectly legal to steal someone's girlfriend?"
I'm Ernie Hudson.
I'm French Stewart.
I'm also French Stewart.
This has been my brother and me. Kiss your dad, Scholar, on the lips.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part.